Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's plenty of time to talk about the NFL here. The 95.7 The Game, and we have the pleasure of being joined by Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, now, of course, with NBCSN. And Ross Tucker, you can follow him on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. Also, you can go check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. As Ross Tucker makes some time for us this morning. Good morning, Ross. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What's up, fellas?
Appreciate the time. And the news, I guess the big news around these parts of the NFL right now is the four-game suspension for Aaron Lynch and how does it impact the 49ers going into the season. Their best pass rusher, Ross, is going to be out those first four games of the year. How do you see that having an impact on San Francisco getting their season underway?
Well, I think, first of all, like a lot of people, I don't expect the 49ers to be very good anyway. But certainly, you lose a guy like that, it really hurts. I just don't understand it on multiple levels. I mean, to get suspended four games, you have to fail multiple tests. I'll never understand a guy. He failed a drug test. Okay. So then you're put in the program. You know they're going to test you all the time after that. And if you test positive again, it's going to be 25% of your salary. Maybe I'm missing out. Maybe I should have been one that took part in that kind of stuff. But it blows my mind away that guys can test positive when they know it's going to be 25% of their salary for the year. I mean, who does that? I just don't feel like very many people in other walks of life do that, yet it seems like you see it on a fairly consistent basis in the NFL.
Ross, as it pertains to two guys who are expected to be ready to go for the start of the season, Colin Kaepernick and Blaine Gabbert, who do you see under center in week one against Los Angeles? And if it's not Colin Kaepernick, do you believe we'll see him at any point this season playing for the 49ers?
Well, based on what everybody says, it sounds like it'll be Blaine Gabbert. I don't understand that at all. I understand that there's acrimony and maybe some of the guys on the team don't like him and they like Blaine or whatever, right? But for years, I've always wanted to see a guy like Kaepernick in an offense like Chip Kelly's. And if you kept him around this long and he's on the roster for this year, you didn't trade him, you didn't get that done, you didn't find a way to make that happen, I just don't understand how you don't at least see what he can do in Chip Kelly's offense. I mean, you're not going to be good. I think we all recognize that. You're not going to be as good, certainly, as Arizona or Seattle in the division. So why not at least give it a spin with a guy like Colin Kaepernick and see what he can do? You know, I mean... if you get nothing else out of this season, it would seem to me like you're getting some value out of it by knowing for sure what Colin can or can't do in that offense. But I guess they don't care. I guess they've already made that decision. Who knows? But I think it'll be Gabbert week one. I don't think he'll play well. So I think maybe at some point we will see Kaepernick and see what he can do.
Tuck, it's your boy Lo Neal here. When you look at the 49ers' offense and the weapons that they have, do you think they have enough weapons on offense for this offense to be successful?
I do, just because if you look and see, you know, what they did in Philadelphia, it's really about the tempo. It's really about having a good running back. I think they have that. And it's really about, you know, the quarterback making the decisions. And they seem to think that Gabbert's going to be pretty good at doing that. I have my doubts. I will say this, though. I give Chip Kelly a lot of credit. I mean, there were some games where they really had people on the run, and they were putting up a lot of points in Philly with, you know, Nick Foles throwing it to Riley Cooper. So, sure. I mean, we can talk about weapons all we want, but a lot of that in Philly was Nick Foles throwing at guys like Riley Cooper. Now, they also had, you know, DeSean Jackson that year. They also had LeSean McCoy. But they got a lot of production out of guys that really don't even have a place in the league right now. I mean, Foles is third string with the L.A. Rams. I don't even think Cooper's in the league. I don't even know, which I think goes to tell you a little bit about what Chip's offense was able to do. The question you have to ask yourself is how much of that was because that was the first year for Chip, and how much of that is really just the genius of his offense that's sustainable in future years.
Let's head across the bay and talk about the Oakland Raiders. All the free agent acquisitions that they've done, going out and getting KO on offense, a better offensive line. You're talking about defense, getting a pass rusher from Seattle Seahawks. Do you believe that this defense is good enough to win games if Carr doesn't necessarily try to take over games? Or do you think this team, let me rephrase it this way, do you think this team's good enough defensively and offensively that they don't have to do too much offensively, meaning that Carr has to throw for 4,000, 5,000 yards?
I do. I think the defense is to the point now with Irvin on the opposite side of Mack, and then bring, you know, the way Amerson played last year, I think they have enough now that the defense is good enough that the offense doesn't have to put up huge numbers for them to win games. And I got to tell you, I'm sure you guys talk about it all the time, this division is ripe for the taking. I truly believe Denver will take a pretty decent step back for a myriad of reasons. And I think Kansas City will still be solid again. They usually are. They'll be in the mix. But, man, I love Oakland's chances this year. Absolutely love what they've got. Even the combo of Joseph and Nelson at safety. I don't know, Lorenzo, how much you watch Joseph.
Great feet.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he is fun to watch. He reminds me of Bob Sanders. Ooh. Like, just flying around, lighting dudes up. I love him. And I know talking with a bunch of DB coaches, they love them too. So there's really nothing now preventing the Raiders from going where they want to go at this point. It's just whether or not they are ready, willing, and able to take that next step. And I like the fact that they don't just bring in guys in free agency. If you look, like KO's won a Super Bowl in Baltimore. Irvin's won a Super Bowl in Seattle. You know, Reggie Nelson, the Bengals go to the playoffs every year. They brought in guys that know how to win and want to win and will be there to crack the whip of the young guys, so to speak, if things don't, you know, aren't going the right way.
Follow Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL. He joins us here on 95.7 The Game. With all this excitement, Ross, about the Raiders, what concerns you about this team going into camp and getting ready for the season?
Well, I think a couple of things. Number one, you know, some teams don't react as well as others to all the hype that the Raiders are getting. You know, they're the, you know, the trendy pick to be the surprise team in the playoffs, and I just said they could win the division. You know, some teams, they're just not good enough to take that next step when the spotlight's on them. I think that there are rightfully some questions about the running back position. I know they drafted the Washington kid, but there's a lot of people that still aren't sold on Latavius Murray. And frankly, with that offensive line and with the two receivers they have and the number of, you know, too high looks they should get, which is favorable look to run against, if he can't have a big year, then there is a problem.
Ross, final question for you. Tom Brady out 4 games as a result of Deflategate. Does the punishment fit the crime?
No, I don't think so, unless, you know, you look at him as a repeat offender and you criticize him or punish him more heavily for not being truthful. I think that's how the NFL looks at it. I think the NFL says, all right, number one, they've done Spygate before. They did other stuff. Now they're doing this. Maybe Brady wasn't the mastermind behind Spygate, and he wasn't, but we're lumping him into the same category. And number two, you know, destroying his cell phone, not being forthright. If this commissioner's shown anything, is that if he feels like you're lying to him, it really, really bugs him. So in my mind, you know, he almost got one or two games for deflating the balls, a game for a repeat offender, a game for lying, and that's where they came up with the four games.
Again, follow him on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL from NBC. Also, check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Thanks. Great stuff, Ross. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Take care, fellas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.